flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Is there going to be another move today?
Where?
Like a big one?
Yeah.
I don't know. It kind of seems hard now because I thought KD would get moved.
He said, with Jimmy. He said, I don't want to go.
Yeah. Well, so did Jimmy. But then they were like,
okay,
we're doing it anyway, and we're going to give you an extension.
Right.
Jimmy's like, I'm not signing an extension there. What happened? I guess $120 million for 2 years spoke louder than...
It's only 1 year more, though.
I can see this not working. Because
he had to opt out.
Yeah.
I can see that not working.
Yeah.
Jimmy
and Draymond?
Jimmy and Draymond?
Are you fucking kidding? Yeah. Like, if they win, sure. But if they're, like, just only okay, those two guys are going to kill each other.
Yes.
Which, kind of funny to watch. But, like, yeah. I don't think it's going to work.
I bet Draymond won't stole Jimmy.
No, I don't think so.
Won't steal him.
No, I don't think he's going to do that. I don't think he's going to give him the old Jordan Poole. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just hard to think about who's coming up with the package for KD now, you know, cause like he may just make so much money. It's mm-hmm. so hard to, the other guy that wants traded that makes a lot of money is his teammate. So like you can't trade Kevin Durant for Bradley Beal. They're teammates.
Right.
where are the rumors for him now for KD?
Oh, him.
Yeah. Cause I mean, Golden State was the main rumor.
I mean, I'm with
he
you.
He can't
guys.
Go to Dallas because they can't match it unless you put Kyrie in it.
Right, unless you trade Kyrie.
They're not going to do that.
No. I mean, I always thought it would be fun if he went back to Oklahoma City, but I don't know how they do that either.
He's not going back there.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, how do they match that?
I don't think so either.
You also, I mean, where you're at right now, like, you can't mess with that now.
Yeah, there's no reason to.
Like, off-season, maybe?
You're
going to
get
come Chet
back eventually. And then
well, they send him to Denver.
That'd be interesting. For I guess like Michael Porter Jr. And some other stuff.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
What's his name?
That'd be actually really cool. Him and Westbrook reunited?
Never mind. Never mind.
I know that's the hard part about all this stuff.
But they put Russ in the trade?
Is there so many, like, there's so many guys that have moved so many teams so much over the last 5 years that you have to take that into account when talking about trading guys. It's like, oh yeah, no, those guys played together 3 years ago and they hate each other.
Is Paul George up for grabs?
Yeah, but would KD want to go to Philly?
I have no idea.
They kind of played good the other day. Like, I don't know. If Embiid can get healthy, they can sneak their way into the playoffs.
He's so fucking good.
Because the Hawks are just going to keep losing. Like, the Hawks have lost 9 out of 10.
Miami's, Miami's probably going to keep losing. Like there's a couple.
Who did Miami get?
They got
PJ
Wiggins.
Tucker.
Who did they add?
Wiggins.
And Andrew Wiggins.
PJ Tucker.
Yeah, but PJ Tucker doesn't play anymore. He's just a guy who's on the team. But like, because they gave up Jimmy, and there was a bunch of names in the trade, but most of them.
The Heat got Kyle Anderson, PJ Tucker, Andrew Wiggins, and a protected.
And Kyle was supposed to go. Kyle was supposed to go to Toronto.
Yeah, and Kyle's right. Kyle's not even coming.
Yeah.
They're still deciding. He might get moved again.
So Andrew Wiggins, all right.
What about Schroeder? Would you take Schroeder?
Here?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I guess.
He
to be like your sixth man.
Yeah, like, is he going to be willing to come off the bench? Like, that, I felt like that was a problem.
Schroeder, that's the question.
That was a problem then. Is it still a problem now?
I don't think so. I think his situation's different. But you asked a question that half the GMs in the NBA have asked in the last 3 years. Would you take Schroeder?
Yeah.
Because he's been traded.
This dude.
Every chance he can be traded, he gets traded.
There's no way he has. Like, he does not live out of a hotel.
Yeah. Don't even unpack.
Don't even fucking
Hopefully
unpack.
He has nice luggage because he's traveling.
Don't even unpack.
He's the Josh Johnson of the NBA. Like, seriously, Dennis Schroeder has to have played for 10 teams at by least. Now.
You think that many?
The last, like, 5 years, he's been on 100 teams.
He's with
Where is he even at now? Where did he end up?
He was in Golden State.
He's in Utah. He's
in Utah.
I know. He's in Utah now. He was in Golden State.
They say he's not going to play for Utah.
Okay. He was a Laker. He was a Celtic.
He was a
Thunder.
He was a Net.
He was obviously a Hawk.
All right, we got Utah in theory.
Okay.
I'm just going in reverse.
Yeah,
Golden State, Brooklyn, Toronto, Lakers, Toronto. Rockets, Celtics, Lakers again, Oklahoma City, the Bakersfield Jam, and the Atlanta Hawks.
So 10. Yeah, there he is. Double digits.
Damn, Dennis Schroeder.
And he's not even that old. Like, he's going to play for
he's
five
31.
More teams. Yeah. He's going to play for five more teams because he's still, you know, like, no, you know, no one's fired up to get Dennis Schroeder. But if you have him in the right situation, he's a nice guy.
I could see him playing like three more years, retiring after the next Olympics.
Going and playing in Germany or something like that.
Well, playing for Germany in the Olympics and just
getting his dirk on.
I mean, I would say like staying over there, but it's in LA, right?
Yeah.
So like,
yeah, but go back to Germany. Does he live in Germany in the off season? I don't know anything about that, but. Yeah, I mean, but like, if you're like, you know, trying to think of like a good, like, if you're the Celtics right now and you had Dennis as like your seventh man,
right?
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
like that's a pretty good situation to be in. The hard part is these teams have had him and they're just tanking teams, and then he's just like in the starting lineup, and then he'll just average 17 points because he can get buckets. Not a bad life though. Like, you know, Dennis has probably made. I bet he's made $150 million.
If your ultimate
Hawks gave him 70,
like, yeah, they
let's
did.
Find out. Let's find out before we log off here. Dennis Schroeder career earnings. Dennis Schroeder contract. Currently on a $25 million contract, 2 year $25 million contract, which good work if you can get it. All right, internet, come on.
$103 million.
In his
2024.
Okay.
8 teams, 11 years.
But he's getting paid this year too, right? He's got 12 more, so add 12 to that, so 115. And he's got 3 more years. So,
or 5. No, this includes this year's payments.
Oh, it includes it. All right. Well, anyway, $100 million to be Dennis Schroeder is pretty good. Pretty damn good.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.